We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Da'al Amud Aleph. We are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots. Tana Rabbanon, Shchitas Kusi Muteres. The Braisa says that a Shchita of a Kusi, like we learned before, Kusi are these people who came from Kusa and they became Gerim, and the Shailas, the Geri Arroyos or Geri Emes. And besides for being Geri Emes, there's another Shaila, do they do the mitzvahs properly? So in the Braisa it says that a shchita of a kusi is mutar. It's medvav amurim because sholem el gabav. Dafka if Shaul's watching them, make sure they did a good job. Aval ba umatzoy sheshachat. But if you come and you found a behema that was geshachtim, that was slaughtered, and you know the kusi shechted, but you didn't watch him. Ba umatzoy sheshachat choytech. Because what do you do now? So they themselves are very makbid on eating from a kosher shchita, but they don't care to feed you nevela. So what you do is, cut off a piece and you give it to him to eat. If he eats it, then you know it's a good shchita. Lechem shchadasa. If he doesn't eat it, then it's also from a shchita. Similarly, if you find in his hands a whole bundle of birds that were geshachten, so now here the shayla is also, you know, he shechted it. We're not sure if it's a good shchita. So I can tell you right, shechem, and cut off one of the heads. And you give it deed. Akla, if he eats it, mutter, lechem shchadasai. Lav, also lechem shchadasai. If he eats it, good. If not, not. So the second part of the brach is a bigger chiddush, because here it was more than one bird. It was 10 birds. You give him one of them to eat, you can assume everything is kosher. What's the raya? So if seeing the Gemara, we'll talk about it, but that's a bigger chiddush in the first case. So we have in our brach the three parts. First of all, it says, Ashchitas kusis mutter lechatchila if you watch him. If you don't watch him, so then you have to do a test. And the case where there's a test, where you buy, there's two cases. One case is where you found the behemoth that was shechted, and the second case is a case where you found a bundle of tziporim, a bundle of birds that were shechted. Zotah Gemara, that we had before, Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, do you need oimid al gabov, or yoytzev v'nichnas is sufficient? So here we have a braisa that says clearly that you need oimid al gabov. So Abaye daik mereisha, and Rava daik mesefa. Abaye is medayik from the reisha like Hishita. Rav is actually medayik from the sefer. Abaye medayik from reisha because it says in the reisha that when is a mutter, when time of the Yisrael oim the gabav. Aval yoytzev and nichnas loy. Only because Yisrael is standing there do we say it's mutter, but a yoytzev and nichnas is not enough. Rava should say beiches yoytzev and nichnas. Rava daik mesefa. It says when do you have to do the test? Time of the ba'u matzoy sheshachat. Aval yoytzev and nichnas. Then shapadam, you don't have to do the test. So Rava has arrived in the sefer. It should have said a bigger chiddush that yoytzev and nichnas you have to give him to eat, but don't say that it's mashma yoytzev and nichnas is sufficient. So we have a ratio that's mashma like Abaye and a sefer is mashma like Rava. So the Gemara ul Abaye kasher sefer. So what's Abaye takadu sefer? It's sefer share on Abaye. Amalach yoytzev and nichnas nami ba'al matzoy karilei. When someone's only yoytzev and nichnas, that's called ba'al matzoy. That's called you walked in and found that I was geshachten. That's the same status as that. That's what it means actually. L'rava kasher reisha. It says oimer al gabav. It's mashma. You need oimer al gabav. Amalach yoytzev and nichnas nami ke oimer al gabav dami. Yoytzev and nichnas is like oimer al gabav. And the way Rashi explains, Rashi says oimer al gabav de ketani. That the price is oimer al gabav. Hainu yoytzev and nichnas. That's actually yoytzev and nichnas. Yoytzev and nichnas. Yeah. So now that's the first part of the brisa. At the end of the brisa, brings down the case of the kurya shel tziporim. So like I said, Rashi learns a bundle. Actually, Tosfos learns that the kurya means like a basket. But in any case, you find a basket or a bundle of birds, and the halacha is keteir roisha, cut off one of them and you give it to the mumar. Now, if he eats it, you're good to go. Great thing about Akasha, what do you mean? Amai, Lechosh Dilma, Haihu Dava Shachat Chapa. Maybe only that one they gave him, punk, you got the right one. That was the one that was Shechta properly, the other ones are not. So how can you eat everything because he gave him one of them to eat? Amram Nasha. So the Brahma brings the Simon down. Simon Machnes Izemel Bezcharim. Tosfos points out that Machnes is an Agamar. The other two are later on in the Masechta. One's on Daf Lamed Aleph, one's on Daf Nun Aleph. So we're not going to get to the rest of that simonim from Rav Menashe until later on. But Rav Menashe here has a tarot like this. That what's the case that you gave it to the mumar and the test works for the whole bundle? You put all the birds under your cloak and you pulled one out. He has no idea which one this is. And he eats it. So it's a riot. Everything's kosher because how does he know to eat it? Maybe even if you say one, only punk that one, but hey, he knows punk that one. How does he know that was the right one? So therefore, it's a raya. Everything is kosher. Maybe he put a siman on one of them, and he saw this one has that siman. That's where he ate it. You smashed it up into ground chicken. It was ground chicken already. And now, he had no idea. He can't tell. There's no simen. He can't tell which one it is. And still he ate it. It's a raya on the whole thing. What's the raya? Maybe the reason why he's eating this bird is because V'dilma kasavri kusim ain shchita lo'if mina Torah. We know the kusim, one of the kusim, one of the characteristics of a kusim are, they only care what it says in the Torah. They don't care about the Torah Shavah Pass so much. In the Torah, actually, it doesn't really say so mefarish even the regular shchita, but there is a shtickel, a raya, a smachtav on pasuk. It says v'zavachtom ebekarcha mitzaynecha, and from that pasuk we learn that you have to shecht a bakar and a tzayn. But don't say oif in that pasuk. How do we know oif? The Gemara on the Chav Zayin learns out from zayisat Torah behem of oif a hekesh. So it could be they hold, the reason why they're eating it, they hold in shchit loif minat Torah. It's not right, it's a good shchita. Maybe they hold, there's no din shchita minat Torah. So what's the riot? They ate it. Maybe they hold no shchita minat Torah. So that's what it is. That's not a riot. That's the kosher shchita. So I'll say back to you. We know that shchita has five different psulim. Shia, drasa, chalada, grama, ikur. That's also a chazal derisic of psulim. A chazal established that. So if maybe even by a shchita, when you give them to eat, maybe really have one of psulim. They don't hold it as psulim. So then, if you're in a tiny shita, you never have a raya. L'tameich, shia, drasa, chalada, hagrama, v'ikor. These are the five psulim shchita, which we'll learn more by riches as we learn the rest of the parak. Mik sivan, is that mefurish? So, but still, we said a test works over there. That we said for sure a test works. Ela kivan da achziku b'hu, since they were machzik, which means they accepted the halachas of shchita, achziku b'hu. So then they're muchzik in it. Ha'chinam kivan da achziku, achziku. Here also, since they were machzik in it, the machzik have an oifis also. Period. So it comes out like this, is that the Izariah from what they ate, the first kasha was that maybe they punk that oif, out of all the oifis was kosher. No, the Teretz is, it was from under his cloak, it was smashed up. He had no idea which one's what. And therefore, if he eats it, the whole thing is kosher. I hold in shchita from the Torah? No. Since they were machzik, they accepted the halachas of shchita, they go all the way and they learn, they do it well. They do the shchita well. And therefore, just like we say by chalad and all those things that they do it well, here also do it well. And therefore, it's no chshash. As long as they eat it, you're not worried about a kosher shchita. Now the Gemara will go in discussion, is echziku ba enough without being written in the Torah? Because we're saying ma'aseh oif is not written in the Torah, and shia drasa chalada is not written in the Torah. And still we said, since they were machzik in the mitzvah, that's enough to trust them in the halachas. So we're going to bring down, it's really machlekes tanoim. The Gemara develops the machlekes from his brisa, and it takes to the end of the brisa, to the end of the discussion of the Gemara, on the end of the Amud, to see this machlekes. Because our Gemara is saying, like, ancient life minat Torah, and still was saying that if you give him something deep from the oif, and you could trust him. So we're assuming even like siva achzik was enough, and really it's machlekes tanoim. The time of the brisa, it's a famous brisa because we have this in a few mesechtes. You have a kedushin, you have a gittin. Matzah's kusi mutaras. Matzah from a goy, or from a kusi rather in this case, a matzah from a kusi is mutter to eat, which means it's not, you're not worried about chametz, and even more, va'odom yoytze b'dei chavasa v'pesach. And second of all, you yoytze the mitzvah of matzah. Mitzvah matzah needs more than just not being chametz. It has to be that it's done l'shem mitzvah's matzah. It has to be shomer l'mitzvah matzah. You have to watch it already early on, that shomer l'mitzvah chametz l'shem mitzvah's matzah. So two things the Tanakhama says. First of all, it's mutter to eat, it's not chametz. Second of all, Odom yoytzdei chavasa v'pesach. Rabbi Eliezer oyser, let's hold this oser, because it's chametz. Oyser means you can't even eat it. Like Rashi points out, oyser always means you can't eat it. And it's also it's chametz. V'she'im b'kiyim v'tukui mitzvahs. They don't kiyis shol. They're not so makbid in diktuk mitzvahs, and we're worried it's chametz. And like Rashi explains, there's different dinim when it comes to chametz, that the dough gets a certain pale color, the dough gets a certain pale color, it has karni chagavim, it could be chametz, and they're not bekiyim. Rashi says, ain't doing l'shomro l'havchim bein seyer l'siduk, bein echsifu panav l'echsifu panav, they don't know it as well, therefore, word it's chametz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim harbei medak ma yisrael Yisrael. Any mitzvah that the kusim accepted, they even medakted more than the klai Yisrael. More than Yisrael, more than regular Yisrael. There Yisrael also, Gary MS, but lemaisa, they're more medakted even than a regular Yisrael when they're maxed, when they accept the mitzvah. So it sounds like he's saying like the Tanakhama. So Gemara have to explain what the Bia Machalek is between Shem Gamil and Tanakhama. So Gemara goes now through the Braisa, Amamar, and we have to get back to the Machlokes. Achzuk v'loy k'siva, is that Tanoi or not? Amamar matzas kusim mitaris v'od meis devachovas v'pesach. So Gemara pshita. Gemara's kash like this. If you tell me that it's not chametz, so why shouldn't you be yotzei mitzvah matzah with it? So the Gemara, I already gave a sneak preview to the Teretz. Gemara says Teretz here. Pshita ma'o teimola b'kiyah b'shimur, which Rashi explains. They don't know do shimur l'shem matzah, shal mitzvah, they don't know that. And since they didn't do a shimur l'shem matzah mitzvah, you can eat it at Pesach, but you can't be yotzei the mitzvah matzah with that. K'maslo, no, they even know to do shimur l'shem mitzvah matzah. Ma'o teimola b'kiyah b'shimur, k'maslo, and yeah, they even became that. Rabbi Leza, oisaf yishem b'kiyah b'tukhei mitzvahs, k'sova. Loy bekiyah b'shimer. He holds that they're not bekiyah b'shimer, which means of chametz. They're not bekiyah in how to watch and how to make sure the matzah does not become chametz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim harbi medak ma yoytzim Yisrael. That any mitzvah that the kusim accepted, they're more medakted than regular Yisrael. Very thing, Gemara, hayinu Tanakama, isn't that the same shita as Tanakama? That they're machzik, so we trust them. Hayinu Tanakama. So the Gemara, yikabinayu, the nefkmina is, the ksiva v'loy achzikaba. Something that's in the Torah, like matzah, and they were not machzik in it. Tanakam is sovik, even the ksiva avka v'loy achzikaba. Tanakam holds, once it's in the Torah, even though we don't know that they accepted it and they do that well, you still trust them. Rashem mil sovik, I achzik in, loy achzik loy. So if it is a version of the nafkmina between the Tanakam and Rashem mil is, Rashem mil is more machmir. He's saying it's not enough that a ksiva, it's not enough to have a ksiva, you also have to have machzik. And obviously this won't stem with Tanoi before, we're not up to that yet. But here, he's saying over here that right now the Gemara is saying, nafkmina be like this. Tanakama says it's enough that's in the Torah, like matzahs. Shemuel says, no, it's not enough. You also have to be machzik ba. That's what the Gemara thinks the nafkmina between Shemuel and Tanakama is. Right, the Gemara doesn't sound like that. That Shemuel is saying, i'achzikin lo yachzik loy. Because why i'achzikin? The law of Shemuel is kol mitzvah v'kusim. It's something you marry with something. Yochi kol mitzvah shechziku v'kusim im echziku v'yalein. If Shemuel wanted to argue with Tanakam being more machmir, you don't say kol mitzvah shechziku. Kol mitzvah sounds like being married, but he's saying adding more things to the mix. When you want to limit Tanakam, you say im. You say im echziku. Then I agree to you. If not, not. The law of kol sounds like we're adding things. El Demar says the opposite. Elika benayu the loik siva, it wouldn't be in the Torah v'achzikuba. Tanakama saw v'kivin loik siva afagav d'achzikuba nami lo. Tanakama says if it's not in the Torah, we don't trust this kusim, even though they accepted it. Roshim mil savar kivin d'achzik achzik. Once they accepted it, and that alone is enough. And here we have the machloikas. For example, oif is not in the Torah, shchidas oif. So according to Tanakama, you can't trust them. It's not ksiva. If you're machzik, good. So the Gemara before is going according to Rav Shimon Gamil holds that even without ksiva, muchzik is enough. Now that we established that's clearly enough kamino, that Rav Shimon Gamil says that machzik is enough, you don't need ksiva, and Tanakama says you need ksiva. What about the opposite? It's ksiva v'le achzik. What's the, is there a machlekes also? May it's two machlekesim. Zog toisvis, the maskik benayu. The parakama to get the muchach, the ksiva. That's also nafkamina. The Tanakama hani shemuel mahani. So it comes out as two machlekes of shemuel and Tanakama. Two machlekes. By achzik v'loy ksiva, shemuel says good. The Tanakama no. By ksiva v'loy achzik, the Tanakama is more mekel. Zok toisvis v'hocha loy nakat ela loy ksiva d'achzikuba mshum d'ashchitas kusi by lasuy tanoi. The only reason we brought this one because you want to bring the tanoi ligav shchitas oif, or because you want to answer lashon im. Because Lashon Im, Hechziku Bai, that's the second time Mehalakon Taisus. But Avada, there are two nafkaminas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lafi, this Svarah.